Welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. This podcast is designed for women to just be free, speak about any topic, have candid conversations, and just be transparent about their journey in life. I am Trisha Duckworth. Okay, today makes 51 days into the new year of 2022. My question to you, what are you doing? What are you doing not to repeat things you've done in the previous years to stop or hold up your blessings? Did you even know that you can be the weapon that's formed against yourself, causing you not to prosper? By your stinking thinking, your bitter attitude, and your lack of self-confidence. Okay, listening audience, I need you all to allow me to operate or sharpen, shall I say, my God-given gift to encourage you on what you need to do to live your best life. How do you hear from God for instructions and directions before you make that next move? As some of you may know, I have the spirit of exhortation, the spirit to encourage and trust and believe. I've been through some things that I can sit and tell you about that'll take years to prove to you why I can walk in an exhortation spirit and encourage and inspire and empower you based on things that God has done for me due to the things that I had to walk through, due to the things that I had to process in pain. Trust me, it wasn't an easy walk, but it was for my good. So today's topic, are you ready? Set it off. What am I saying? Be bold. Be persistent. Be tenacious. Stop wavering. Stop second guessing yourself. But better yet, stop second guessing God's word. God's word is his will. And you need to stop guessing it. You heard God the first time. Some things you don't have to continue to pray about when God already gave you instructions on what to do. Set it off. Set it off in your prayer life. It should be the bomb. Hitting that floor daily should be all about you and God. Every day you get up out the bed, the devil should be shaking and afraid because of the power you have to make changes, all for the good. Yeah, show him that your presence can set some things off, change some things for the good, turn some things around. Truth be told, y'all don't even know how much the devil is afraid of you. And how every day he will have a conversation, probably with his elder devils, right? Saying, let's try to get her today. Let's make her life miserable today. Let's cause some friction in her job, on her job, in her business, to make her turn her face away from God and start cussing everybody out. See, y'all just don't know. That's why it's so crucial in your life to spend time with God before you walk out your door. As soon as you get up in the morning, you need to set that prayer off. You need to set your mornings apart from the crazy night you may have had the night before. And I pray that you didn't. I pray that you don't. But you need to set some things in perspective as far as how your day is going to start. What you're going to do in that day to get it going. And you can't get it going without God. Mm-mm. You just can't. Now listen, under no circumstances that this title is geared toward the meaning behind the 1996 movie Set It Off, who featured Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Vivica Fox, and Kimberly Elise, all phenomenal actors. These four women had a rough life in this movie, right? They were struggling with their finances and they decided to start robbing banks. However, many of you are struggling in a lot of areas of your life, in your life. And some of y'all need to set it off. Set it off with your relationship with God so you can understand, listen, your assignment. Some of us don't understand the assignment. And the only way you're going to understand the assignment is spend time with God. Set it off. Now, certainly, this is the time in your life with everything that you have faced, with everything that you want, with everything that you're going through, to be optimistic, hopeful, and confident. Certainly not pessimistic, tending to see the worst aspect of things. You know, I hear a lot of y'all say that when y'all call me. Always trying to say the negative or saying the negative. You're not trying, you're doing it, you're succeeding. Saying negative things that, you know, I know a few of you who are trying to purchase a home, who's trying to get a home, and everybody know what's going on in this market today. We're living in times, y'all, hey, if you don't know God, you better know him. If you don't spend time with him, you better. Y'all see what's going on. Gas prices just climbing up. We have a war going on in countries we have nothing to do with. Come on, somebody. Gas prices going up. I went grocery shopping on Friday, and it just amazed me how food is climbing. The prices of food is climbing up. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how I set it off. I didn't complain. Because what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be like the Israelites when God opened the Red Sea, departed the Red Sea for them to walk through and get away from who they needed to get away from, right? And then got over to the promised land or got over to the area where they needed to be and start murmuring and complaining that God ain't going to give me no water. We thirsty. And he going to bring us through this to kill us. Really, y'all? Y'all, I had to go back and read the book of Exodus and I was amazed. I was livid. But you know what I heard? I heard God say, y'all doing the same thing. Y'all just murmur and complain about everything. Y'all, we need to stop that. You need to stop. Set it off. Be bold about what you need to do and do it. We don't have no business complaining when we need to be trusting. Trusting God in this season, in this time in our lives, right? I'm just trying to encourage y'all, okay? And I need y'all to be open-minded to what's going on, what's really going on, and how your prayer life can change some things in your life. How you're setting it off every morning with your relationship with God, where you're speaking to God, would change some things in your life and in your generational bloodline for the future, even from the past. Y'all, come on. These generational curses, you set it off. You stop it. Y'all know one thing I don't believe in. This is just me. Y'all listening to Trisha Duckworth here, right? When people talk about hereditary. Oh, I'm going to have high blood pressure because mama got high blood pressure. Daddy had high blood pressure. Grandmama had high blood pressure. Great-grandmama had high blood pressure. Hello? I'm not. Because I don't have to do what mama and them done did in my life to get what they got. Come on, somebody. Set it off. Just set it off. Some of you need God to intervene in your situation today like never before. you're having marital problems, problems with your children, problems on your job, problems starting that business, or even problems getting resources to start a business. And all you have to do is set it off. Be bold about what you want. Go after what you want. Pray for your children. Pray for your husband. Pray for your marital problems. Pray for the relationship you're in, whether it's a fiance or someone that you are getting to know. Pray about God's purpose for those relationships. Pray about God's will and allow God to show you through his word where you need to be for such a time as this. Some of you are dealing with health issues, but you're not concentrating on the things that you put into your body that's causing those health issues. Y'all know the one thing that in my studies and things that it's just me, because y'all know I got a strong, for those who don't know, I have strong faith. I promise you I do. And I'm going to always revert back to what God says in his word, no matter what circumstances land on my doorstep, okay? No matter what circumstances land in my life, no matter what circumstances I have to face on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to always, always look in God's face, always, and trust his will for whatever it is, whatever his will is for me to go through, what I have to go through. I understand that it's more for the growth, the spiritual development, things I have to face in order to see his hands move. See, because this is the thing. We always looking, yes, and we're supposed to, right? Looking for the promise when we're going through the pain. But how many of us know that God promised some things to happen while we're in the pain, while we're going through the pain? His promise is to be there while we're going through, right? His promise is to strengthen us while we're going through. So yes, we're supposed to look for the promise. Yes, we're supposed to believe that God is going to take us through, bring us out of that situation. But while we're in that situation, while we're experiencing that pain, he's with us. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. That's what he said. I just tend to believe what he say. I don't know about you all, but I tend to believe what he say. So therefore, there is a process to get to the promise. And while we're going through the pain, he's showing up to prove himself that we can make it through the pain. And some of you don't think so. Some of you don't know that you can make it through that pain. Because what that pain does for you is strengthen you, provides more courage for you. How you gonna tell somebody about something you ain't never been through? Set it off. Listening audience, I need you all to set it off. Get to a place in your life right now to say whatever happened to you before that was negative, not gonna happen again, because you're learning from those experiences, right? Some things, it is trials and errors, right? The way we treat our kids, the way we talk to our kids. Some of our kids just want you to listen to them. Just listen to them. We always throwing stones. We always putting up roadblocks. And sometimes all we need to do is just listen. Be a heart with ears. Our children are not always wanting us to comment. Yes, we're supposed to be mothers or fathers or parents. Yes, and there's a time and seasons and times that we're supposed to say certain things that we need to say, right? But sometimes all they want is for us to listen. And that's something we as a society just got away from, listening. Set it off. Set it off. Change what you need to change to get what you need to get. This is the season. This is the time. Rethink what you've been thinking. If it didn't work that way, try another way. But this season right here, If you don't set it off, you're going to miss something. Listen, I used to have this person who used to always tell me, well, what God has for me is for me. Okay, I'm not going to come against that. When you say what God has for you is for you. But if you're not doing what God is asking for you to do in that season, you can miss it in that season. And yes, he may have it for you 3 or 4 seasons down the line. I don't know about y'all, but I want what God has for me right now. Right now. And yes, I want to learn through my experiences. Yes, I have. God knows I have. Listen, I need y'all to continue to follow me, because this year I'm going to impact some things. This year I'm going to share some things that I have never shared before. And yes, this is Wise Women Chat Podcast, where women are chatting about issues of life and things they may have gone through. I have some special guests that's coming on this year that are going to be talking about some things that they had to face that's going to bless your socks off. But one of my guests, y'all pray about this now, come on, because one of my guests is going to be my husband. He's going to come on this podcast and we're going to dissect some things. We're going to share some things. We're going to empower y'all. We're going to uplift y'all. We're going to encourage y'all. We're going to share our story. Now, he already said he's going to do it, y'all. I pray he don't renege. But he said he's going to come on and we're going to talk about our story. We're going to share some of the deep things that we had to face. Y'all, it's going to blow y'all mind. But it's going to show y'all. It's going to show y'all why I have such a strong faith system. Why I trust God with everything in me. Why I'm, you know, just the way I am as it relates to my spiritual gifts, as it relates to my relationship with God, as it relates to my courage and the faith that I have to move things, y'all, just by speaking it. Okay? So listen. You got this, okay? Whatever it is that you're facing, you got it. Set it off. Set it off. It's almost as if, using this as an illustration, fireworks, okay? When they set fireworks off, right, and they put fire to it, and it just, boom, one big loud noise, and it just go up in the sky, and this is it's an array of beautiful colors. And even the finale, y'all ain't seen fireworks before. The finale is boom, 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 and just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you look for that finale. You matter of fact, you sit there for the finale, right? Well, that's where you're at in your life. You're setting off bombs that don't supposed to be there. Set it off. And all the things that you had to go through for those things that wasn't supposed to be there, going to be an array of colors sparkling. And it's going to be a finale in your life. Set it off. Set it off. Stop accepting things that you're not supposed to be accepting. Stop going places you ain't got no business going. Stop saying things you ain't got no business saying. I need you to make a vow today that you're going to set it off. You're going to be bold about what you need to do. You're going to go out and just do it. You're going to speak a thing. It's going to come to pass right then and there because of your boldness, because of your courage. And listen to this. And because you've been through so much in life, you're tired. You're tired. You're tired of the doctors telling you got this, that, for, and the other. You finna get your health back. Come on. You finna get your money back. You finna get your house in order. That business is finna jump off. You're gonna have resources after resources after resources. Set it off. Set it off. Listen, I pray that somebody got something out of this. Somebody is encouraged. Somebody know now they can get up and do whatever it is they need to do. No fearing, no wavering, not scared of nothing, but trusting God for everything. If it has blessed you, email me and let me know. Email me and tell me your story. Wise Women Chat Jennifer@gmail.com. And if any one of you listeners want to come on my podcast and be a blessing to someone, share what you have gone through. You don't have to go into deep details, but share your supernatural blessing. How God opened that door for you. What did God do for you? Where someone may be waiting on God to do that for them, and you just may be their ray of sunshine to share your story. Don't be afraid to share stories. Come on, y'all. You need to be able to bless somebody from what you've been through. Because you made it through it. They need to make it through it. So share your story. Come on my podcast and share your story. Listen, don't y'all forget to check out the website, www.wisewomenchat.com. Some beautiful items there. Take advantage of the book, Morning Glory and Purple Pearls. Be a blessing to someone. If you already have a book, buy one for someone else. And share this podcast. I don't know if I said it, but if I did, I'm going to say it again. Share this podcast. Don't forget to stay encouraged. You know, sometimes we do forget that. We do. Because of life situations, because of things we face and go through, and we'll forget to stay encouraged. So I'm here to encourage you, to uplift you, to empower you, to tell you once again, you got this. You need to hear it again? You got this. You need to hear it again? You got this. You just may be next in line for a supernatural breakthrough. Let that resonate in your spirit. Listen, here at Wise Women Chat, I never like to leave without a scripture. I just feel like that is my go-to, my path in life, is to always line up what I'm doing with the scripture and with the word of God and what God is telling me to do. So this scripture is from Micah 7:7, and it states, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Amen. Amen. I hope you all enjoyed this. I pray that you set it off in your life for whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever it is God has assigned for you to do in this season of your life. Be bold. Continue to be bold. Continue to look to God. Listen, He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He won't let you down. He won't. He can't, because His word says so. Come on. He's a God that He wouldn't lie, nor a son of man that He has to repent. So He's going to do exactly what He said He would do. But it's up to you. It's things you have to do. Okay? Love you all. Be blessed. Until next time, we'll chat. Goodbye.